Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What is your worldview, and does it make a difference in your life? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We have an expert on this issue, George Barna, the founder of the Barna Group, and also American Culture and Faith Institute, a division of United in Purpose that focuses on the intersection of faith and culture. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, George.
Good to be with you, Matt.
We have a research that you have recently released in front of us, and it's a research summary from February of 2017, so it's brand new. And it's quite startling in terms of its evaluation of biblical beliefs, worldview in terms of how it affects your behavior, and then the integrated disciple score. And we talked already about the biblical belief score. One of the things that's very important is 10% have strong biblical beliefs. They answered 16 or more of the 20 questions with regards to biblical beliefs that are very basic questions. This was basically your general population. We're going to get into a more educated population later in the program. But let's move, George, from the biblical belief score, which is a wake-up call, frankly, to everyone, that there is a population out there that's, frankly, biblically illiterate, to the biblical behavior score, transforming your belief into behavior. How does that work?
Well, when we had, again, 20 different questions that we were asking about behaviors, these two are very basic. We're not trying to stump people. So we were asking about whether they consistently treat other people the way that they want to be treated, whether or not they believe that God is in control so they don't really have to worry about things, whether they consider their promise to be sacred and binding, what they say is what they'll do. And so then we went through a lot of moral perspectives, gave them situations and asked them how they would advise other people related to pornography, cheating on taxes, abortion, divorce, stealing, you know, whether or not they consider these things to be morally acceptable behaviors. And so when we put all 20 of the questions together, essentially what we found is less than one out of every five individuals, just 18%, and these are people from across the country, it's a random sampling of the adult population, only 18% had strong biblical behavior. So, you know, you look at the whole scale, and what you come to realize is most of America not only doesn't know what the Bible says, but then most of America doesn't really live in accordance with the Bible either.
We work with a lot of youth at Liberty Counsel through a lot of different outreaches, through Child Evangelism Fellowship, and then through our ministry Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college-age students to Israel for a life transformative experience. And one of the things that is very clear when you talk to the young people is they see hypocrisy oftentimes in the church or by people who profess to be Christians. In other words, they're not living in accordance with their profession. The biblical belief score already indicated that 10% of those who were surveyed have strong biblical beliefs. 31% have minimal biblical beliefs, meaning they answered three or less of the 20 basic questions. Now, when you translate the belief, which is shocking, frankly, to the behavior, you even have a more startling problem that even those who have beliefs in a certain way are not necessarily acting in accordance with those beliefs. And that's what this second section of the survey discusses. One of the things that is mentioned here is 9% have minimal biblical behavior. In other words, they answered only three or less of the 20 items regarding biblical answers.
Yeah, what's really interesting, one of the really interesting things, at least about this to me, is that the biblical behavior scores were actually slightly higher than the biblical belief scores. But because we know that our behavior is based on what we believe, we also know that these kind of behaviors that people are telling us they would typically do are really up for grabs sometimes. Some of their behaviors do not conform to the beliefs that they told us about. And so that means that we're still a nation in transition. We're not really solid in terms of who we are, in terms of our worldview. It's still being maybe challenged in a lot of different ways by the world, and people aren't quite sure what to make of it.
Let's, if you could, for the listeners, put a parallel column to put a punctuation mark on what you just said. If you have in the left column the biblical belief and in the right column the biblical behavior, what you're saying is the biblical beliefs are actually less in the percentage than the actual behavior. And I want to follow up on that, but let me just go through this. 10% have strong biblical beliefs, 18% have strong biblical behavior, 24% have moderate biblical beliefs, 38% have moderate biblical behavior, 35% have below average biblical beliefs, and 35% have below average biblical behavior. 31% have minimal biblical beliefs, and only 9% have minimal biblical behavior. So what you're essentially saying, other than that below average, where it's the same, 35 and 35%, whether it's strong, moderate, or minimal biblical behavior or beliefs, their behavior is more consistent with a biblical worldview, although still shockingly low, than their beliefs. That leads me to another question. If they are operating in their behavior slightly better than their belief, then it would seem as though they are also very susceptible to having surrounding influences or relationships change their behavior because they have no solid biblical belief to support the behavior that they're actually engaged in.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, and that's, I believe, what we're seeing in our culture today. A different piece of research that I've done attempted to figure out, why do we think what we think and do what we do? And the upshot of that study is that there are a handful of major influences on how we think and behave. And the dominant one of all is media content. For some reason, we tend to believe what we see in television and movies and what we hear on the radio or from music, what we see on the internet. That holds more sway over what we think and do than information from many other places, including what information we might get at churches. And so, yes, constantly, because we're being exposed to so much media, we found that a second major influence was the law or public policy. A third one had to do with what our parents have taught us. But those three things together constitute typically somewhere on the order of about 60 to 70% of the influence on what we think and do.
Wow.
And so you can see because of that, because of the new ideas about what's right and wrong that are constantly being taught to us, if you will, particularly by the media, but also by the law, our views, our behavior do continue to change. Our worldview is pretty much formed when we're young, but it's always being challenged by the environment in which we live.
Well, we could go on and talk about that forever. That is very enlightening. Tell us about the third category, the integrated disciple score.
Yeah, this was really where we put together both the biblical belief score and the biblical behavior score into some kind of a measurement that we would say, well, this constitutes whether or not a person has a biblical worldview. And in this particular case, what we found is that only 10% of American adults have what we would consider to be a biblical worldview. And again, in this case, that doesn't mean that you got a perfect score. It means that you got 80% or more of the 40 questions correct in terms of having a biblical perspective. So I don't know if God grades on a curve, but we did. And that even grading on a pretty generous curve, we found that only 10% of Americans meet the biblical worldview criteria.
Wow. And when you compare that to how many people say that they believe in God versus how many people who have a biblical worldview, meaning that they integrate their belief with their behavior, and that amount comes only to 10%, it's even more startling. Well, our guest is George Barna, the founder of the Barna Group, and also with the American Culture and Faith Institute, a division of United in Purpose, this amazing worldview measurement project that has just been released. I encourage you to go to culturefaith.com for more information. That's culturefaith.com. And I think hopefully what we want you to take away from this is a real desire to go find out what the Bible says, to understand what the Scriptures say, and for pastors to preach the Scripture, to make sure it's your mission to give your people that grounding in a biblical worldview. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.